This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Morning devotions. One of the reasonable things to expect for all of us is that life's going to go well. We live in a wonderful country, one of the best in the world. We're free to come and go. And we hope that everything will turn out well for us. We tell our young people to dream big, you know, to have a big plan for their future, live with confidence. And if only it was that simple, but I think you know what I'm going to say next, that life has a habit of changing, unraveling at the moment that we least expected, or our plans can crumble within minutes when bad or unexpected news comes, whatever it is. And different people have different reactions to this. Larry Crabb is a respected author and counsellor, and he has said something so profound that I really want to quote it and ask you to think about it. He said, "We have a hard time understanding the nature of our journey through this life. We still think that things should go well and that we should feel good." I think that's a very wise, simple statement. I mean, why would we expect life to suddenly change and come back to bite us? But we know from experience that it does. It may not have happened to you, but it will one day, because each of us go through difficult times. It was St. Augustine who once said, "God only had one son on this earth without sin, but he had none without suffering." So what happens when our robust health turns sour, or we can no longer look after ourselves, or dementia starts to take over? I think there are two ways to react. One is to trust the eternal God, even though we don't understand what's going on, or we could just allow ourselves to become very angry and resentful towards life, people, and blame God. Now, I know a few people who have chosen that second option, and we do struggle to understand some things that happen, but surely it is a time to seek help. In the National Gallery in London, I understand there's a painting that depicts Christ hanging on the cross in a dense darkness. But if you look at the picture carefully, you'll see another form. That's God's hand supporting Jesus. And God's face appears full of compassion, and the presence and sympathy of God with his suffering son is there. Reverend Howard Eddington is a retired Presbyterian church leader, widely respected and loved by many in Florida's First Presbyterian Church. Well, one night, John, his 22-year-old son, was driving in wet weather. He lost control, slammed into a tree, and he was tragically killed. At 3 a.m. one morning, Howard received a phone call which impacted his life and that of his wife, and the news was there. He thought he was going to go mad with rage and grief at the fact that his son was killed. He kind of wondered why would it happen to such a good family, a church-going family. So the next Sunday he spoke to his congregation in the church. He said, "I've been to the bottom. I've been to where few of you have ever been. I've been to a place where life hurts the most, cuts the deepest. Therefore, listen to me when I tell you that faith in Jesus Christ is not some sideline pursuit or some pleasant diversion or a hobby. It's not something you give yourself to when it's convenient or when it helps you along the career path. It's not just part of your life. It's got to be the center of your life, the foundation of your existence. Nothing else in your life really matters." And when the police chaplain came to me that morning and said, "Your son did not survive," I can tell you that I found right there and then the only thing I had was faith. Because of my faith, I can say to you, my church people, he said, "I felt the bottom and it is sound. Faith lasts." Now, I thought when I read that story, remarkable story of hope and courage. From the Bible, we see the story of John the Baptist, a remarkable character of the New Testament. God had a plan for him to prepare the way of Jesus the Messiah. He was an unorthodox, brave, radical, honest man. He wore animal skins and ate locusts with honey, and he baptized those in the River Jordan. But he was imprisoned and eventually beheaded. What a shocking end for a man who seemed to have a great sense of mission. His life was cut short. But you know, Jesus said in Matthew 11 that he was the greatest among men. But as Larry Crabb said, when dreams are shattered, when your faith is shaken, and there's no easy way out, God is doing his most important work. I thank you, Lord, for people like Larry Crabb and for Howard Eddington, who tell us, Lord, that there is hope and faith in the worst of times. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.